This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, made possible by the friends of KUHF Houston.
Today, a light bulb goes off. The University of Houston's College of Engineering presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. A gallon of milk, a pound of hamburger, and a 60-watt light bulb. Growing up, we learn a variety of measures from experience. For most, mention of a 60-watt light bulb conjures images of brightness. 60-watt bulbs work fine in the bathroom, but they're too bright for the bed lamp and not bright enough for the kitchen. Problem is, the watt isn't a measure of brightness. It's a measure of how much energy a light bulb uses. So what's that mean in practice? When all light bulbs are made using basically the same technology, your 60-watt bulb is just as bright as mine. But if we use different technology to make our bulbs, the same wattage, the same energy consumption, may yield bulbs of very different brightness. Your 60-watt bulb may be many times brighter than mine. So when we buy light bulbs, we should be interested in how bright they are. That's not related to watts, but to lumens. The word lumen will soon replace watt in our light bulb vocabulary. If it seems a bit silly that we've been using the wrong measure, it is. But we do it all the time. For instance, in the U.S., we step on our bathroom scales and read pounds. Most of the world reads kilograms. Pounds are a measure of weight. Kilograms, a measure of mass. What's the difference? Your weight changes depending on your distance above sea level. In outer space, it drops to zero. But your mass doesn't change based on where you are. That makes it an arguably better measure. In the U.S. system, the measure of mass is the slug. If our scales used the equivalent of kilograms, we'd complain about those annoying 2/10 of a slug we just can't seem to shed. But back to light bulbs. We've grown used to the standard incandescent bulb over the years. They're cheap to make, but they waste a lot of energy. Only 5% of a standard bulb's energy is given off as light. The other 95% is heat. Two 100-watt light bulbs give off roughly the same heat as an electric baseboard heater a foot long. Standard incandescent bulbs are compact heating devices in disguise. The new generation of bulbs generate the same light as standard incandescents, but use far less energy. The new bulbs cost more up front, but they're cheaper to use in the long run. They not only use less energy, they last longer. Measured in dollars and cents, buying the new bulbs is a no-brainer. Comparing the many different options can be a challenge. Brightness, energy consumption, lifetime, and the type of light produced all factor into the equation. And we'll see more options and better prices as engineers put their creativity to work. What was once a mundane household contrivance is now undergoing a technological revolution. And like all new technologies, we're simply going to have to do our best to keep up. I'm Andy Boyd at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.